Welcome to the City Confessions. I'm Marianne Yip, a native New Yorker, and I'm here to discuss all the thoughts that go through the minds of people living in New York City. Since I'm a native who was born and raised in the city that never sleeps, I come across people who are constantly in a rush. I would like to take a moment to sit down and talk about what's on their minds and what keeps them up at night. So sit back and let's dive into these confessions of people I know and people I just met. Hi guys, welcome back to the next episode of the City Confessions. So today I have Anna Casera. Yeah. She's a content creator. And first of all, I love your name. I kept saying that. I think like certain people have like a ring to their names. Mm-hmm. And yours definitely, you know, it just like flows naturally.
Well, thank you. I haven't met another Anna Casera, so it works for me.
Amazing. So, wait, that's, you were saying that it's an Albanian name, so you're obviously Albanian.
So my husband's Albanian, actually.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So I thought I was Italian for the longest time. Like, I was told 100% Italian, and then my aunt did this whole, like, DNA testing.
Okay.
And I'm actually a little Albanian.
Amazing.
So I'm like, well, you know, I guess the last name fits, right?
Yeah. That's so interesting. So I love that we're, like, sitting down and recording this because we don't really know each other. I think we met in passing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a good opportunity for one, for us to like kind of kill two birds with one stone, getting to know each other, but then also recording this podcast. So why don't you begin by telling the listeners a little bit about who you are, what you do, and your relationship with New York City.
Okay. So I am a content creator. I really focus on fashion. I do some beauty. But I also used to have a women's community called Exclusively Social. And
that name sounds so familiar. I'm sure I got an email or something.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I used to own it. And it was an amazing community. And I really pride myself on that because I've met so many amazing women and brought so many amazing women together.
Uh-huh.
So that was like a great part of my life.
Okay, I really want to just touch on that a little bit.
Yeah.
So one, when did you create it?
Mm-hmm.
And two, was that happening the same time that you started to create content?
Yeah, so I start to create content, then I realize that nobody wants to share their formula with anybody. So I was really like, you know what, let's break that boundary down. And I started to get women together. And I didn't know how to really create the community on my own. So I kind of let it fall to the wayside. And then I met my business partner. We put it together. And it really became this amazing place for women to just tell their story and be together and empower one another. And it was really great.
So what happened?
So it just got to be too much. And my business partner and I saw it going in different directions. So we kind of just let it.
But it still exists today?
So it doesn't exist anymore. No, we closed our doors.
Okay.
But I still get so many girls coming back to me and asking me about it, which makes me feel good.
Mm-hmm. But it's all about relationships.
Yeah.
Just because that door has closed doesn't mean that you are in a resource to them, right? And I'm sure they've
Oh, for sure. I mean, I have girls messaging me all the time, asking me questions. And my husband's always like, you're always on your phone. I'm just like, I know, but I have to tell this person how to do this or how to do that, or, you know, just be that person who they can come to, because I don't mind. I don't mind to explain to somebody how to do something or whatever it might be. It's something that's just a part of me and always will be.
So first of all, I want to acknowledge and love that you mentioned that, because I think even when I was starting out in this industry and just being like a New Yorker and living in New York, that was the one thing that really, really like pissed me off. And it was such a turnoff, especially in the fashion industry, because I actually started doing street style. Like if you go like way back in my Instagram, that was like, I was strictly fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember I went to Fashion Week and everything. And then there was a point where it started to change, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like the atmosphere and the environment. And I was like, oh my God, these girls are so catty.
Yeah.
And I didn't like the fact that I felt like I was categorizing women in this box of being like unhelpful.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I didn't want that. Like, I wanted us like uplift each other. And like, it's like what you were saying.
Yep. It's exactly what the community was all about.
And I get that in the beginning, there might have been this like sense of competition because it was new and it was exciting. And it was like, oh my God,
there's brand deals and there's events and like people were, you know what I mean, saw each other as competition.
Yeah.
So I don't want to say it's justified, but I totally understand that. Mm-hmm. But that's what made me take a step back. And I was like, you know what? Like, I don't want to be part of this community.
Yeah.
So I started to switch to more like lifestyle and travel. Mm-hmm. And that's like my, I'm comfortable with that as well now.
So. Yeah. I mean, it just makes so much sense. I mean, a lot of people really do look at the fashion content creators as like a clique, mm-hmm. and it doesn't really have a great name within the industry. Mm-hmm. So what my whole goal is to really break down that door and like be the person who's like, no, like we can all kind of be helpful for one another.
Right. So. Do you think since it has started this whole social media, mm-hmm. whatever trend, I think I would say it's since 2017, that attitude has changed, or is it still something that is an issue?
I mean, that's like a loaded question, I feel. It really depends. I mean, I've met some amazing women and they've been so helpful to me and my career. And then, of course, you have those moments where you sit back, you're just like, oh, okay. Like, am I really a part of this? But it really depends on the situation and where I am.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, okay, so let's talk about New York. Okay. I don't know where you were born. When did you come to New York? Tell me that whole background.
So I am born and raised in New York.
Wait, really?
Yeah, not the city, but I'm a New Yorker. Okay. Yeah, so, through and through. That's fine. New York girl. So I've always been here. I just lived, technically they call it upstate. I don't like to say upstate. I don't feel like it's like boondocky. Yeah. People are like, oh, you live in the boondocks. I'm like, no, I don't. I'm like, I'm only 45 minutes from the city, but people are like, oh, upstate. I'm like, I don't live in the woods, I promise.
Yeah. Where did you go to school?
I went to Cornwall.
Oh, okay. I went to Syracuse.
Okay. There,
yeah.
College-wise, mm-hmm. I went to LIM.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I was like,
I like reverted back to like high school days.
I know, like, I don't know what that is. Okay, great. So you are a content creator full-time?
So I do content creation full-time, but I also have a full-time job. I have a podcast.
Wait, how are you here then?
Shh, don't tell nobody. I'm just kidding.
What's your full-time job?
I do social media and web coordinating for a company.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure you could work remotely, or is it an office type of job?
It's an office job.
We'll talk about that later then.
Lunch hours.
So funny. So let's talk about your podcast.
Yeah.
It's called...
So This Is 30.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Tell me what sparked it, what inspired it, what is the premise, and
So the whole idea of it is the misconception society has on 30-year-olds and millennials in general. So basically, I don't have my shit together. And
I already told you that I don't.
Exactly. I feel like nobody has their shit together, but everyone thinks once I turn 30, magically all my shit's going to be together. I'm going to be married. I'm going to have kids. I'm going to have the dream job. It doesn't work like that. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm the person who's here to kind of say like, look, we're all getting our shit together mm-hmm. and we can do it with each other.
But I don't know, because I try to have an optimistic, outlook on life in general. Mm-hmm. I do hear that in your 30s, so like, not that you have your shit together, but like, you kind of like know yourself.
You know yourself way more.
Give a fuck about like people pleasing and mm-hmm. like, if people don't like you, it is what it is.
Yeah,
you know, like you'll just find the uh-huh. people who will.
Yeah, click with and if relationships don't serve you anymore, bye.
100%.
Like, I don't need it. You know,
I love hearing that because let's like bring it back to me. But I'm like currently dating right now, mm-hmm. but I remember when I was in my relationship, like when I met this guy, I was like 20 and we were together for like 3-4 years, and like my mindset is so different from mm-hmm. obviously because I'm mature and evolving,
mm-hmm.
but it's crazy how like I used to be scared of like dating like not older because I'm not that old,
right?
But I would be like, you know, I don't want to be one of those girls, right? Like
mm-hmm.
on The Bachelorette or something.
Yeah.
No, nothing, no offense, but that's the mindset I had before.
Right.
Like I would look at these girls and like, I don't understand. Like they're so beautiful. Like why mm-hmm. can't they find love, blah, blah. And then now I'm in their shoes and I'm like, oh my God, I get it. Like it's hard.
Yeah.
But the positive side is that you know yourself so much better. So that when you go into a relationship, like you said, mm-hmm. It's like you don't need to even filter it. You kind of just know, right?
Yeah.
And like you are more strong. And
mm-hmm. And that goes with like any relationship though. Like it could
be
a friendship 100%. Relationship, family relationship. Mm-hmm. It's across the board.
100%.
Yeah.
Right.
In your 30s, you really don't give a shit no more.
Yeah. So you don't necessarily have your shit together, but you don't also give a shit.
Exactly.
So it's like, nobody did. So you launched last
December. Yeah, so I launched in December, but like the last week. So technically, I guess January, right? Mm-hmm. So it's a newbie.
Nice.
It's a new series.
And it's also, you were saying, a passion project.
Yeah,
right?
It's definitely a passion project.
And how has that been?
It's been amazing. The first season I did with a good friend, and the next season is coming out in 2 weeks, and it's
going to
be
I think it's going to be launched at the same time.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
awesome.
I think so. So, like, I mean, I'll leave the information in the description, but make sure to check hers out, and she'll have me on.
Yes.
I'm, like, inviting myself already.
I know. You're definitely going to be on. It'll be so much fun.
Great.
And so season two is going to be me solo interviewing a bunch of amazing women. So I can't wait.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is your morning routine?
Well, since I have to be up at like 5:30.
Really?
Yeah, to get to my full time. It is like...
What's the commute?
The commute is about an hour and a half door to door.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you have to be there by 8 a.m. or something?
Yeah, got to be about like 8.
That's crazy.
I know, it's a lot.
How do you balance... Sorry, first of all, finish your morning routine and then we'll talk about...
So I like to work out in the morning. I try and like get it in at least 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll do something. It makes me feel good about myself.
Right.
Even if it's not like crazy workout, I do something.
Something is better than nothing.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
I do my whole skincare routine because I'm 30. Like I said, I'm very meticulous about my skin. And it just like, I need to make sure I'm putting on not just sunscreen, but like a serum, a moisturizer.
Oh girl.
Gotta get the collagen up in here.
I do like a 10 step, so.
I don't know. I love it.
Yeah.
And every time I go and get a facial, like, you have great skin. I'm like, oh, thanks. I pride myself.
It's such a compliment.
I know.
I don't even tell you that.
It really is.
It's a lot of work.
I know. I put in the effort. My husband's always like, are you going to come to bed yet? I'm like, I'm putting on my serum.
I know.
Give me a sec.
It really takes me like 15, 20 minutes. And I'm like, I hope people don't think that. Like, they're like, it's just like a forever.
Yeah.
It takes a process.
It really is. It's a process.
Beauty is a process. Hey.
Yeah. I know. It's true. It's so true. So I do that. Put on a little bit of makeup. I'm not a huge makeup person unless I'm doing something that day. So I'll do that. And my coffee is super important.
Yes.
Like,
I'm
very
sure
important.
Yeah.
No, I've had it.
Yeah.
And I love to put collagen in it. I'm really big on like putting adaptogens in my coffees. So
nice.
I just like
I'm
to think it's
way.
Doing something for me.
I know. I don't know if it is, but hey.
I like to tell myself
I
it
know.
Is.
Me too. I'm like, when you add it, you're like, yes, this is doing great. But there's so many like external factors that can like contribute that, so you don't really know, but it's all about mindset.
It's true.
Yeah.
So it makes me feel good.
Yeah.
It makes me feel like I'm doing something for myself.
And then you go to work, and then do you go to events after?
So I'll go to events after work. I like to make all my appointments, like, after 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's my morning routine. It's really simple just because I'm half a zombie when I'm doing it.
Totally. Okay, so I kind of live, like, that lifestyle when I had a job. But when I was working full-time.
Yeah.
It was really, really hard to balance everything because I felt like I was the same way as you. I would wake up and do a workout, you know, do my full time and then go to events. But by the time you get home, you are exhausted.
No,
I'm falling on top of that, you would obviously need to like post on your own, like, you know, being active on your social media, also create. How do you do it? How do you balance it? Do you have a set schedule? Do you kind of go with the flow? What's your method?
So I go with the flow a lot, but that's with like posting. But I know what I'm going to post the week before.
Right.
So it depends, really. So I have out my content, what I'm going to be posting that week. And then let's say Monday comes. I'm like, all right, well, I want to post this picture. I know I'm going to post it. If I don't get a chance in the morning, I'll do it in the afternoon. It really isn't something where I'm like, it has to be 11 a.m. every day.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not like that strict with
and
it.
And then when do you create content? On the weekends?
On the weekends, yeah. So my husband is like amazing.
Aww.
And he helps create my content. So we go every weekend to every other weekend, and we'll shoot.
So did you kind of not like make him take your photos, or does he have like a love for photography? Like, how does...
No, I make him 100%.
But he's good, you said, right?
No, he's good.
But
he's amazing.
He's got to train them.
Yeah.
Train them
it's
in.
Just like he actually is really good with like getting the angle. He understands. I mean, that came with time.
Yeah.
But he's better at the angle situation than I am at this point. I'm just like, I love this building. He's like, okay, stand there. I'm like, don't you want me to find the angle? He's like, no.
It's good though, because people have different perspectives. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's why I love like working with just like photographers or like collaborating with people, because those mm-hmm. they'll look at it like in this aspect and you're like, wow, I never thought about that.
Yeah.
You know?
It's so true. Yeah. Because you look at something and just like you it's said, your, you see like one way and it's your perspective, but sometimes it's really great to get another person's 100%. Perspective.
So how long have you guys been together?
Mm-hmm.
And because, and then question. Did you, yeah. So how long have you been together? And then obviously that answer would determine whether or not it was before or after your whole blogging situation.
Okay. So we've been together since we're 19.
Oh my God. So sweet.
So yeah, we were college sweethearts. Oh, and yeah, so we've been together for 12 years. That's total.
Amazing. And
yeah.
How long have you guys been married?
We were going to be married 3 years in July.
Okay, so obviously he knows. That already answered the question.
Yeah. So
did you approach him and was like, hey, I kind of want to do this? Or how did
yeah, that happen? So again, we were dating for 8 years before we got engaged. And I started my content creating probably around the time that we got engaged. And it was kind of just like, I want to start this. And he was like, what are you doing? Why are you taking your pictures all the time? What is this? What is that? But he didn't understand it at first, nor did like any of my family.
Right.
And it was something that was just new, and I feel like no one really got it at that time.
And was this when, like, Instagram and everything was
so Instagram, popular? I feel like I missed that whole, like, wave, that first wave of Instagram where everybody was just, like, hopping on. I'm one of those people who's like, you like Game of Thrones when it first came out? And I'm like, no, I don't like Game mm-hmm. of Thrones, and I like it 5 years later.
Yeah.
When
I was in college when it, like, was premiering, whatever, and everybody was like, oh, my God, I'm like,
I know. I don't like to jump on like a bandwagon. Yeah. Like if everyone else likes it,
like we're
doing it already.
Yeah, right.
But if everyone's like, oh my God, Instagram, yeah. Instagram, I'm like, oh God, Instagram. Yeah. Like so not cool. Like,
okay, wait, what is this?
And then like after that first like huge wave, I was like, wait, what is this? This is kind of fun.
You're like, I'm missing out.
I'm like, oh, I'm missing out on all this good time.
Wait, then are you on TikTok?
I am.
Okay.
So I didn't miss that wave.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm I got on it, but I'm not like.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm made for, like, I don't know.
So it's like a whole different animal.
100%.
It's completely different than Instagram.
So what kind of content are you doing?
So I do a lot of editing content on there.
Okay.
Yeah.
That works for you then.
It works for me.
Because some people have like a shifting, like, I don't know, like, it'd be like a fashion blogger, mm-hmm. but then like on TikTok, like, they do skits or like really funny stuff. And I'm
yeah.
like, I'm just, I mean, I think I'm funny, but I don't think I'm like that, like the witty type of,
yeah.
You know?
No, I get it. Yeah. I feel like, some people put a lot of time into their TikToks. And I feel like I'm making a picture for Instagram. And I'm like, might as well.
Right.
Like, so it just depends on what you're doing, really.
Yeah.
But I find TikTok to be fun. Like, so fun and hysterical.
It's so much fun. But it's also, it's like if you're on it and you, like, scroll,
mm-hmm.
It's, like, so addicting.
No, it's really addicting.
Like, I'll be on it and I'll just start laughing. And
I know.
Like, and because I think it's, like, so quick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's, like, whatever. I mean, I think the
it's like 15 speed, seconds.
Yeah, but I think you can record more than that. No?
You can, yeah. A lot of people don't, though.
Yeah.
It's like really
people
quick.
Don't have the
attention span. It's gone out the door.
That's cool. Okay, so we're going to shift gears a little bit.
Okay.
And maybe this is going to touch a little bit on your podcast, because
mm-hmm.
I always ask my guests, like, what keeps you up at night? And, like, I don't really know you, but it's, you know, good for us to just, like, check in and
mm-hmm.
for me to, like, genuinely ask you, like, how are you doing? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Is there anything going on in your life? Like, it's a chance for you to express what's happening, but also what you're comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I was saying, like, maybe it's hard to start your podcast because you were saying you don't have the shit together. So, like, just right this moment,
mm-hmm.
what's up?
What's keeping me up at night this moment right now? My taxes.
That's oh, my God.
Me up at
I
night.
Know. I just emailed my accountant. I was asking if I could come a little earlier because I'm getting
mm-hmm.
like anxiety.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
but,
me too.
Yes. Okay. So, wait, why?
Well, it's my first real year of actually making money as a content creator.
Right.
So I got all my W-2s back, and I'm like, girl did good. And that's
mm-hmm.
scary.
Girl did good, but then when taxes get deducted, you're like, did I do good?
Well, that too. But, like, this is also my side hustle.
Yeah.
So that it comes into play with, like, also the actual money that I made for the year.
But it's a good, though.
I don't know. I have to, like, wait and see.
Well, when I – yeah, but your full-time job is so
mm-hmm.
easy, right? Because you just
yeah.
put in W-9, whatever. I don't even know. terms of, but I remember for me, it was like a one-step thing. Mm-hmm. And then like the blogging thing, or I mean, content creation, however you want to call it, was like you said, like a side thing.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, obviously there's income from that.
Right.
Because it's not your full time.
Mm-hmm.
Like for me, it's different, right? Because it's like you make this, whatever, the paycheck. But in your mind, I mean, I don't think about taxes every single time
you
get paid.
Mm-mm.
And then like in December, January, I'm like, oh,
yeah,
you know. Yeah,
and my husband is so funny because he's like, throughout the year, he's like, you should really be writing all this down. That way, you have it and you know. And I'm like, yeah, sure, no problem, babe. And came around to like
right.
a month ago, and he was just like, do you have all your stuff together? And I'm like going through my Chase bank account, like
I know. It's so that's what I started to do. So once I started up like a full time, I every single month would just like keep expenses, because
mm-hmm.
it's just better that way to be organized.
No, it's so much better to be organized. And I'm probably the most disorganized person. So.
Are you? You don't seem disorganized at all.
Thank you. Such a compliment.
Like, such an act.
It really is.
But are you doing it yourself, or you are
no, going
accountant?
To someone.
Okay.
Yeah, accountant.
Yeah. Do you have an appointment then?
My husband has an appointment.
Oh,
yeah.
Perfect.
So I let him deal with it.
Yeah.
But it's still really stressful.
Yeah. No, I get it. Trust me. I'm in the same boat.
Yeah.
But it'll be over soon.
Yeah, it'll be over soon.
Yeah, and I think, like, the fact that there is a deadline,
yes.
like, tax day, I'm like, thank God. Because if it was just like, hey, just file it by the end of the year,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if that would be.
Because I'm a procrastinator, too.
Yeah.
Like, it has to be, like, the last hour that it's due, and I'm just like, okay, here you
submit.
Go.
And then can I ask what your husband, too?
Yeah, so he owns his own landscaping company.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay, and then. He's a New Yorker as well?
Yeah,
yeah,
New Yorker.
Cool.
Born and raised.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so this podcast is called The City Confessions.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why, I don't know if you have listened to the previous episodes, but I want to know what, like, your confession is. And I know this sounds weird because I think, like, people have this, like, religious connotation, like, I'm not, like, a priest or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, it kind of relates to, like, what, you know, what's keeping you up at night. And I just have this mindset of kind of what you were saying, that I think like people go through the same things, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we don't think that. We for some reason think if you're a content creator that you're living this glamorous life,
mm-hmm.
whatever the case is. So it's just it's a way for us to kind of be honest and like vulnerable, and then just like, I don't know, just say what's a confession.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not necessarily a secret, right? I'm not here to be like telling you the darkest secrets, but
yeah,
a question that I often ask also is like, maybe like, what is one misconception people have of you, or what is one thing you wish people know about you but
mm-hmm.
don't know? So if you were to complete the sentence of my confession is, what would that be?
So really my confession is, and it was like what you were saying before, I don't have my shit together
mm-hmm.
at all. And I just am going day by day trying to make everything that I'm doing work, because I have such a passion for being a content creator, being a serial entrepreneur. I just feel like I keep on starting businesses and starting different things because it's so much fun for me. And I just love to be doing this and be in this. But I mean, at the end of the day, nobody knows if like their shit's gonna work, right? So I guess that would keep me up the night the most. And my biggest confession is just that, like, I don't have my shit figured out. I don't know where I'm going. I have no idea where I'll be even a month from now. But I just hope that everything I'm doing pans out.
I mean, you seem obviously, like, really driven. And you're saying you want to start businesses and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what is stopping you? Or, like, why do you still have a job? But it's, like, you know, like, is that for security purposes? Do you actually like your job? Like,
so honestly, I have it for health insurance because
okay.
it has amazing benefits. And that's the one thing that my husband working for himself can't have, right? So when you're in a marriage and you have responsibilities,
mm-hmm.
you have to kind of think of the other person too. Because if it was just me by myself, I would just be doing content creation.
Okay.
But because I have to think of another person and I can't be selfish, I still have my full time
mm-hmm.
for health reasons.
But aside from that, like, is there any, like, I don't want to say interest, but like, does it serve you beyond that?
I'm just a very
creative.
I don't
think you're miserable.
No, not at all. Yeah. No, I feel that I'm just a very creative person. My job isn't creative. It's not stimulating creatively for me.
Right.
So that's why I do everything else that I have, because I find that to be
yeah.
my passion. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
But you do want to take it full time.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Okay. And do you think that day will come though? Or is it still?
I hope. I think that's part of like my confession too. It's like just doing all this stuff because I want it to work. I want to take it full time. I want to be this successful person in my own eyes. Because I feel like people look at me and they're just like, wow, like you've gone to Paris Fashion Week. You've been dressed by a designer at Fashion Week. You've hosted New York Fashion Week. You've done all these things, but you don't think you're successful. And I look at myself like, no, I still have my full-time job. I don't mm-hmm. find it to be all that successful.
So what's your definition of success?
Being able to stand on my own 2 feet and make my money on my own without job security of a full-time job.
Okay.
Yeah. Without working for the man, as they
yeah,
say.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. And it's going to be not tough. Once you make that transition, mm-hmm. it's almost impossible to go back.
Oh,
at
yeah.
least for me, like mm-hmm. in my personality. Like even though the whole freelancing world is very unsteady, as you would can
yeah.
imagine.
And, yeah, you have your good months and your bad
yeah.
months.
But even like thinking about that, like the struggles or like the uncertainty, like it still doesn't overcome, I guess, like the security of a job, just knowing the fact that I'm working for myself.
Right. Yeah. yeah. It feels good, though, to know that you're working
oh,
for yourself.
Of course. But I think it goes back to just, like, personalities. Like, mm-hmm. I think it takes a certain persona to be an entrepreneur, to be
for
your
sure.
own boss. Because I think
yeah.
some people function – they need that structure. They need that, like, when is my next paycheck coming?
Mm-hmm.
What are my responsibilities? How can I, you know, like, meet them? Because there's no criteria or, like, assessment
right.
when you're working by yourself. I mean,
no.
maybe, like, for your own goals.
Your
but,
personal goals,
yeah.
right. But there's not someone that's checking in on you and saying, hey, didn't meet the quota for the
exactly.
month, you know?
Yeah.
So, except for
yeah.
you.
So, as you know, I love traveling. And I know you do as well.
Yeah, I love it.
But you just started something?
Yeah, I just started a new Instagram page called Jet Set with Anna. And it is so much fun. I love it.
Yeah. When
yeah.
did you start
it? I actually started it about couple weeks ago.
Amazing.
Yeah, and it's really taken off, which has been so much fun to see, especially in this climate of like IG hating everybody.
Mm-hmm. So is it just your travel content or what?
Yeah. So it's all my travel content. I did a lot of traveling last year and I'm just now able to really showcase it on one page. Mm-hmm. So
why create a separate page for it?
So I really wanted to keep my Anna Casera page more about fashion and street style, high, low, luxury fashion. So that's what I wanted. And then I really wanted somewhere I could share all my travel content.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt like the two didn't mix together unless I wanted to be a lifestyle.
And you don't.
And I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm over that. I used to do it. I used to do everything. And now I'm really honing in on my niche.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
And your niche is high low. Tell me about
yeah.
that. Has that always been your like
Well,
fashion?
I actually was affordable fashion for the
okay.
longest time. Like fast fashion and I mean that's fun and everyone
yeah.
really likes that. But as I get older
I know what you mean.
Yeah. You start to really appreciate the finer things 100%. In life. Like nice designer
yeah.
bags. But like for me, I'm not going to like Chanel and buying the purse.
Yeah.
No. I'm going and I'm looking at the RealReal. I'm checking out eBay. I'm looking at the sales. And I mean, you have to be smart about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of sharing all of that too. Because I mean, my Balenciaga bag that I have right here, it is a $1,200 bag that I got for $500.
Hey, girls, share
you know?
Your secrets.
Yeah, like you have to be smart about it.
Right.
So that's what I'm really doing on my Anna Casera page is sharing how you can mix high fashion and like affordable fashion together.
So when you made that switch, like
mm-hmm.
when you began, you were doing strictly, I assume, like affordable fashion.
I was doing affordable fashion.
How did you weave in the high fashion? Because I know some people might be like, okay, like, you
mm-hmm.
know what I mean? Like, I followed you for this, and now
mm-hmm.
you're kind of transitioning into this other route.
Yeah, so I kind of feel like I added it in where I was going to a lot of sample sales.
Okay.
And
that's
sharing
good.
That kind of stuff, saying how you could get designer stuff, you could get it on the cheap, and
mm-hmm.
you don't have to spend a fortune to wear designer, like that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of incorporated it little by little,
mm-hmm.
and I got rid of – I was doing a lot of – lifestyle photos where I would go to a place and it was about the background, right? Or it was about the
that's me.
Yeah. Or is it like the scenery, you know?
I just put myself in it.
Yeah.
I think we did a reverse though, because I used to be like close-ups, mm-hmm. like details, and I didn't. That's why it was almost easier to shoot because it didn't really matter where I was
exactly.
shooting. Now I'm like, I need a location mm-hmm. before I even choose what I'm wearing.
Exactly, and that's how I was. And the outfits were actually costumey. Mm-hmm. It was just getting to be this person that I wasn't. And I didn't relate to who I saw on my Instagram page. And then I saw that reflect in my engagement too. My audience couldn't relate to me because they were just not confused, but they were just like, well, I can't wear that outfit out. Mm. Or maybe like they couldn't go to the location that I was taking a picture at. Like it's beautiful, but they can't relate to it. So I wanted to bring it back to where they could relate to me. And that's where I was like, okay, going strictly into street style, doing the high-low, and now it's about me, Anna, as a person, and my fashion sense rather than everything else.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's so good that you, like, know your brand, right? Because mm-hmm. that's literally, I think, the first step.
Yeah, it really is.
Building your brand.
Yeah, you have to know your audience and know what they want.
Yeah. Speaking of that, you were saying you want to rebrand yourself. Mm-hmm. Because right now, your Instagram is fashion style.
Foodie, yeah.
Where did that come from first? And then why rebrand? I mean, I mm-hmm. kind of understand why, but why don't
yeah.
you just explain?
No, I'll explain it. So when I first started, I did a lot of food. Mm-hmm. Where I was sharing like wellness food, wellness tips, like that whole foodie aspect. And I wanted to add in the fashion, but it just didn't happen. It just kept on being food, 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 food. And then I kind of moved into how I was saying this whole like lifestyle brand and everything just kept getting lost. And then I would go to New York Fashion Week and they're like, oh, what's your handle? I'm like, yeah. Fashion style foodie. And the looks, girl, that I would get were just what? Like, what? Yeah. Food and fashion? I was like, yeah. So, because
so
you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, people just were not understanding yeah. where I myself was kind of like, okay, this doesn't make sense, but what else do I do? Do I come up with a different name? Do I make a different, like, what am I doing? So that was kind of like in the back of my head for a long time. And I hate to say that other people like put that little mm-hmm. seed in my head, but it kind of did start there. So as I kept going, now I'm like, you know what? It doesn't have to be this like name, like fashion style foodie. It's a catchy name. Right. And I was like, kept on thinking like, what else could I do? What else would it be? And I was like, you know what? No, it's going to be Anna Casera. It's just going to be me. Cause this is about me and the audience is here for me. So keeping it strictly Anna Casera.
Strategically the best move as a business.
Yeah. Thank you.
Do you have a blog?
I do.
Okay. But your blog is called Fashion.
It's Fashion Style Foodie, but I just bought the domain for Anna Casera. So we're going that direction.
I was
going
to say, like, I think if you have a blog sometimes and the blog is like the OG bloggers mm-hmm. that have like one of those like names, like what's her name? Who? Danielle Bernstein, though.
Who, what, where,
whatever.
Who, what, where? Yeah.
It's just one of those things where it's like, if your blog is so catchy and it's like who you are, like Song of Style, like mm-hmm. Ami Song. I get that, but then I think like also there was a movement definitely on mm-hmm. Instagram where like everybody was like changing to their names. But if you literally think about it and you're like ended up being, you are a public figure, right?
Yeah.
It's just a smart move. And
yeah.
people nowadays will, I think, one, honestly take you more seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Two, you come off like more professional, and then like that's your name. So they don't forget your name. Because
exactly.
there are times when I meet people and I'm like, I think of their handles, you know?
Yes,
like,
no, me too.
Oh,
I do too.
That's why when I first, this is my confession, when she sat down, I'm like, is it Anna or Anna? Because like, I don't even really know you. You
right.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't even know how to pronounce your name.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's great though.
No, it's so true. I mean, I feel like, you were saying, everyone had like those names.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like that like teddy bear ankle tattoo
yeah.
that you thought was a good
yeah.
idea. And then you're just like, oh, I want to remove
right.
that. It's,
yeah.
You know, you grow out of it.
Totally.
So
and you can't grow out of your name. I mean,
no.
You know,
exactly.
like us married or all that.
Right.
It was still, that's kind of your identity. Right?
Exactly. So it
yeah.
is who I am now and
yeah.
continue will be. I mean, no matter what I do and evolve and pivot in my life, I'm always going to be Anna Casera.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do. Okay, so I think we are almost wrapping this up, but I want to take a moment now to just like thank you so much for coming out here and like recording this. As you know, you have a podcast yourself,
mm-hmm.
so I don't know how you feel, but like when guests agree and they say yes and they take time out of their day, I feel so like privilege.
Yeah.
And then also as a background, we've been trying to make this happen since like February. So yeah. It's been a while. But I know that life, you know, like Fashion Week and I was traveling. I'm sure you were as well. But I really did appreciate you like picking back up again. Like you were like, because it kind of fell off with the conversation.
Yeah,
you were like, hey, like let's do this again. Mm-hmm. And I just like love people who are like that, who actually go through with, you know, starting something.
No, of course. And I'm so appreciative that you had me on too. This is an amazing experience. This is such a great podcast. So I'm so happy to be a part of it.
Yay. And then I can't wait to be on yours.
Yes.
And I'll like, obviously we'll link everything up.
Mm-hmm.
So two more questions.
Sure.
What can people be on the lookout for? I'm sure it's your rebranding, but do you have any interesting projects coming up, personal goals, professional goals, anything that people can be, you know, like a teaser?
Yeah, so mostly it's really my podcast is my baby right now. So season two is my like love child. So that is like the biggest project I'm working on. I don't have any trips coming up yet. I feel like this coronavirus has scared everybody.
I know.
But
I've kind of put my pauses. Like, I didn't have any – I just came back from Barcelona, and then it kind of, like, blew up. And I was, like, literally, like, talking to my friends, like, planning our next trip. And then we're like, okay, let's, like
– Yeah, I know. I was supposed to go to Bali.
Oh, my God.
I know. My husband and I were talking about going to Bali, and it just, like
– Look, I'm all, again, about positive mindset.
Mm-hmm.
I believe since it's basically the flu, I think, like, when it's warm out
– This is what I keep saying, too, though.
That's the cure.
Yeah, I like, think so,
spring,
too.
That's the cure.
Yeah.
You know, you just have to think positively.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I agree 100%.
Yeah.
That's what I keep telling everyone. I'm like, once
it's
it gets warmer,
it's gonna
go away. It's going to go away.
We had that day yesterday. I'm like, this is good. We need more of this.
Exactly.
Spring is right around the corner. I like feel it. I can feel it in the air.
I know. It's really coming up soon, spring. It's like next week, right?
Yeah.
Spring starts.
Wasn't it 21st? I might be wrong.
I thought it was the 19th. I don't know why.
Same thing.
Yeah, same. Yeah, literally same thing. So that's really what I have in the works right now. And my rebranding.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's really going on.
And do you have a date that you're doing? Is it April 1st?
So
or?
It's – hopefully it's going to be happening next week, which is April 15th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And then the last question is, what is the one thing you love most about yourself? Because you have to leave on a positive note. I want people leaving my apartment being like, I'm such a badass.
Yeah, I say I'm a badass bitch all the time.
I love that. People think it's stupid, like, when you're saying, like, positive affirmations. And I used to be that type, too. Like, what's the benefit of me, like, telling myself this in the front of the mirror? But, like, when you actually say it, it's crazy how, like.
You believe it.
You, like, I know. It's like, you're like, oh, shit. Like, someone just told me that.
It's like, yes, I am a bad bitch. I got this. It has to be my ambition, honestly. Yeah. I feel that it's something just keeps my drive going and my ambition for success and being this, like, successful person is really my drive.
Do you think that has anything to do with the fact that you've been born and raised in New York?
It could.
Yeah.
I mean,
or do you think it's mostly just, like, your personality?
So honestly, I've had so many amazing family members and people around me my entire life that have created something out of nothing. And I just see that will to succeed and ambition. I mean, my mom came here from Italy with like nothing. And my grandparents made an entire life here. So I just see that and it just makes me want to keep going.
Right. I love hearing that.
Oh, thank you.
And that was such a good note to end on. So again, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I'll leave all of Anna's information, her blog, her podcast in the description. Make sure to check her out and follow her and all that good stuff. Thank you again for being on.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Okay, guys. Bye and stay tuned for the next one.